The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, it's What's on Your Mind. 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And, of course, any old time you get the itch, you think of something, and we're not sitting here ready for your call. We are ready for your call at 1-855-217-76. When you dial that out, it hits option one, and then you can leave your comment any old time. Todd Mitchell, and I believe we have Scott Hennin.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It's Are you kidding me? Friday. Woo!
It is. Every Friday, folks, thanks to our good friends at Cloverdale, we have free bacon, free Cloverdale bacon. Everything's better with bacon for a caller this hour, for a caller the next hour, that knocks it out of the park with an Are You Kidding Me contribution. I have several that have been ripped from the headlines, but you no doubt can outdo any of these. So all you do is pick up that telephone and call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You'll be in the running for the bacon, and you'll be able to get something off your chest. Trent Luce is speaking at 1:30 this afternoon, where I'm at in Mohall, North Dakota, the 71st annual North Central Seed Show and Ag Expo. It is just getting underway right now. They've been doing this for a lot of years, and you know, they have a lunch here today. Everything's free. Free lunch, free speakers like Trent Luce, the keynoter, a home and energy program. They have a free supper following the show as well at the club. So this goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon. So come on up to Mohall. Take it all in. And we're going to meet some of the folks today. We have this What's in Your Town tour, you know, that our friends at Cloverdale, Arvig, as well as the Marvin Windows Grafton, and our friends from Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites in Newtown and Watford City bring us. And they get us out to every town, big and small, all throughout North Dakota, and we love it because we love celebrating the small town. So we look forward to learning a little bit more about what is happening today in Mohall. Are you kidding me? Their airport's expanding. Just recently named the General Aviation Airport of the Year. Their country club's expanding. Booming little town. And this show is great, so we'll find out more. The mayor of Mohall is going to be here a little later on in the program, and so we look forward to finding out about that. We're also going to talk to the folks from the Renville Bodno Ag and Foodman Association and putting this show on for 71 years. So it's pretty darn cool. Let me give a shout-out, too, to our local sponsors that have brought us up here today. Gates Manufacturing, Green Ag Services, Tracy's Market, Farmers Union Oil Company, SRT Communications, D-Bar P Bumpers. I just met Dave. He's here. Got big, giant aluminum bumpers. Great deal. And Citizen State Bank as well. So thanks to all of them. So what is your Are You Kidding Me today? We already have a contribution, actually, from someone that saw something yesterday that caught their attention. It's our friend Ed in Minot. So this will be the bar. Let's see if you can top this today on the program, okay?
All right, here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Are You Kidding Me? Thursday morning, the company I work for, on a man naked out in the gravel pit, north or southeast or west, southwest of Williston. Somebody took him out there and dumped him off. He was pretty cold. Talk about being blue.
Wow.
Talk about being blue somewhere. Did you catch that somewhere fart, Todd, there? Yeah.
I'm trying not to think about that, but yeah. Ooh.
So that's a high bar today. Here's another one. Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Community in western Minnesota. You've probably driven through it before on your way to the Twin Cities if you've headed east on 94. Some Christmas Grinch stole 19 Christmas trees from the Boy Scouts, for crying out loud. You know, the Fergus Falls Boy Scouts, like a lot of, you know, Boy Scout troops do and church groups do, have this little, you know, yard where they sell the trees, right, every year. And somebody swoops in and steals 19 of their Christmas trees.
I didn't know that Fergus Falls was so close to Whoville. Apparently the Grinch lives right about there then.
Yeah, evidently. Come on. You know, I'm guessing whoever did it is the same person you hear about every now and then, that same type of person that tips over gravestones. I always thought, who does that? Who actually does that and then lives with themselves? I think you can go dishonor someone by tipping over a gravestone, or somebody that smashes pumpkins, you know. So that's my Are You Kidding Me? And I've got a couple others here, but let's get to Gary in Bismarck, see what he's got in his mind today. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and nice to hear you guys again. You guys do such a good job. About a week ago or so, Todd had a guest from the Highway Patrol visiting with them, and one of the callers mentioned or called in and asked about passing a Highway Patrol. And the individual representing the Highway Patrol, and I have nothing but ultimate respect. I could never do what they do. Having said that, the answer was it's illegal at any time to pass that Highway Patrol. Or along those lines. And about that time, I'm in a line of cars going down Highway 83 coming back into town, and there's like five of us, and everybody else is past me already. I usually go about 72, 73. Yes, I admit I'm a speeder. But at that time, there's a Highway Patrol there, and every single one of us went by with not a light behind us, no action or nothing. And I realize it's sort of a judgment call, but it seemed really ironic. So that at the exact same time this gentleman was talking about the Highway Patrol law, one of the officers just let five of us just go right by him like, you know, no big deal. And,
wow.
Cool. Anyway.
I seem to remember the conversation, but... I hear you, but I remember that conversation because I forget if somebody called and asked about that specifically. I think they did, and he answered. And I think he said, if you're exceeding the speed limit passing the highway patrolman, you're taking
a risk. That's my recollection, too. You're right. And if the patrolman's going, you know, 65 and 70, of course you could pass him. If he's going the speed limit or more and you pass him, that just sounds like bad karma right there.
It was just, like I said, just very ironic. I don't know if it's a Are You Kidding Me type thing, but it's been sort of bothering me since that day. And it's like, you know, I don't know, just let it off my chest and be nice about it. But again, all due respect to the Highway Patrol, they do a fantastic job. It just seemed, like I say, ironic that that answer came out at the same time it was going by. So anyway, you guys have a great time. Again, enjoy the program. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Glad you're listening. Very awkward, though, I will admit. I mean, I'm always, you know, going a little faster than I probably should be, and sometimes you come up at a highway patrolman and say, okay, now what, he's going, you know, a little under. I'm going to have to go at or just over. You know, it's just, it's awkward. When you're passing a highway patrolman or a law enforcement officer, it's awkward, no two ways about it. But the recommendation was to exceed the speed limit and pass. You know, there is a risk. It's a judgment call, obviously, depending on what's going on or why that officer's doing what he's doing, but that's what I recall. Phil in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton saying we have to have empathy for the terrorists that are trying to kill us. That's like a rape victim having to have empathy for a rapist. Are you kidding me?
She said that, actually, to a group in Georgetown. It wasn't a big group, I understand. She was making some kind of address at Georgetown University. I don't know if it was a class or whatever. But you know what? You're exactly right, and this is on my list today, too. When I first heard the clip, I thought she was talking about her political opponents. You know, as in, let's empathize with, you know, Republicans, or let's empathize with my fellow presidential candidates. But she was talking about our enemies, the people that are beheading people. And she said that is what we call smart power, using every possible tool and partner to advance peace and security, leaving no one on the sidelines, showing respect even for one's enemies, trying to understand insofar as psychologically possible, empathize with their perspective and point of view, helping to define the problems, determine the solutions. That is what we believe in the 21st century will change the prospects for peace. So she is suggesting that you and I, Phil, need empathy for ISIS and for people that are running around beheading individuals because they have a different religion. Women and children being treated.
She is just out of her mind on that one. I'm sure the people who were in concentration camps had a lot of empathy for the guards there. I mean, boy, it must have been really tough working this job. You can't get any further over the line than this.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Do you think, Phil, does this torpedo her chances at a... do you think this will be an issue in her quest for the Democratic nomination for president?
Well, it won't be for the lamestream media, and it won't be for the Kool-Aid drinkers, and there's all people who are going to vote for her just because she has a uterus. But there's so many torpedoes in Hillary's ship, the thing looks like a Swiss cheese.
Yeah, but you're right. She manages to get... Yeah, I share your frustration because she seems to get by with them, but I saw that Ollie North last night was just animated as could be about this, spit and nails mad, and thought it would end her chances at a presidential one. His take was even her saying it suggests that she's, not going that direction, because that is a very bizarre statement. Phil, hang on, because that's a good one today. We'll put you in the running for the free Cloverdale bacon today. Bill in Bismarck has an Are You Kidding Me about a moose when we come back in Mohall.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Dear Santa, this year, please don't bother bringing those cute outfits. You know, the hot tops, designer jeans, snowboards, hockey, or hunting gear. Mama Claus is on it. Christmas is coming. Find this season's newest styles at Shields. When it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you. I just checked the list and, looks like I've been very good.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dakota is where we are today for the 71st Annual North Central Seed Show and Ag Expo. It's an Are You Kidding Me Friday. Simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What is your Are You Kidding Me contribution today? And by the way, when you call, You have a shot at free Cloverdale bacon. We've got Phil in the running now, and we'll have a winner this hour of free Cloverdale bacon that we ship right to your door next hour as well. So simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And we're in Mohall today. Going to chat with the mayor coming up here in a little bit. Also going to talk to Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association. They have their annual meeting this weekend. We'll talk about some of the issues in the news. Anything on your mind today, always welcome it on Friday. But we add a little fun here with the Are You Kidding Me contributions. And we're brought to you today by Gates Manufacturing, Green Ag Services, Tracy's Market, Farmers Union Oil Company, SRT Communications, D-Bar-P.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Scott? Or did I? I think we lost Scott again. He really didn't bring enough quarters with him again this time, did he? Wow. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And we'll get Scott reconnected. In the meantime, yeah, Bill is listening to K-Fire 550. Bill, what's on your mind?
Oh, the whole thing about that moose over in Mandan, I just don't understand. You know, they decided that it was a nuisance, so they had to shoot it. Why wasn't there an option? They said they couldn't tranquilize it and transfer it anywhere. What? Why?
Good question. Wish I had that answer. That's a great question.
I mean, now, I understand.
A lot of people have been asking that question.
You know, because that's going to happen. You know, the cities are expanding. Wild animals are going to be coming into the city limits. I don't see everybody going around and shooting turkeys and pheasants that are in town or rabbits.
That's a good point. Good point. And I'm thinking, it'd be one thing if they were an imminent danger issue, but there didn't seem to be. I guess we have Scott back now. Scott?
Well, the size of the moose compared to the size of a rabbit would suggest that the moose could do a little more damage than the rabbit, though, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, the only thing that it was causing problems is because people, they act like that's the first time they've ever seen a moose, and they'd stop and stare at it and take pictures.
You know,
my sister-in-law wanted to go up and pet the moose. Well, not this moose, but one other moose. It's like, God, no, you probably don't want to do that. It's not a puppy. Don't do that.
I mean, I've seen it on the side of the road where I was working the other day, and it's like, okay, yeah, there's a moose. That's great. It's in town. Just keep driving. Leave him alone. He's not bothering anybody.
Right. That's a great question. A lot of people are asking that same question. I've been seeing that all, and I get that asked from a lot of people, and it's like, you know, unless there's some imminent danger issue going on, I'm with you. I'm with you. If you feel like it's in a place where it shouldn't be, tranquilize it, transport it. You can't tell me we couldn't have come up with a trailer from somebody donating a trailer. You know, so it can't be that issue. So what's the issue?
All they said was that, yeah, the option to tranquilize it wasn't there. It's like, why? Right? What's the explanation? Why wasn't there an option to do that?
Again, I'm going to play devil's advocate again, but we're going to put Bill in for the bacon because it's a good Are You Kidding Me. So, Bill, don't hang up. We'll get your information and put you in for the Cloverdale bacon and the Are You Kidding Me contribution of the hour here. But here's what I would say. I'm going to pose this scenario to you, all right? I would assume that nobody was there with a tranquilizer gun, that the moose was witnessed maybe with some behavior that was threatening in some way, shape, or form. If they don't shoot the moose and the moose tramples a child, runs into a vehicle, causes an accident, crashes through a windshield. I've seen deer go through, you know, pane glass windows and somebody's injured. Then we're saying, why did you shoot the moose? Why did you shoot the moose? I guarantee it. So,
Scott, right across the river is a game and fish headquarters. I know there's somebody there. We also have a Dakota Zoo. I'm thinking between the two of them, we could have come up with a tranquilizer. In the meantime, keep armed guard around it. If there is an imminent threat, then take action at that point. If there isn't an imminent threat, then don't create an issue where there isn't one yet.
Yeah, I hear you. And, I think the tranquilizer gun question is a good one. It wasn't available. Why? Where was it? How long? Yeah. What was the threat in the meantime? But I
get that they don't have it. And maybe something was about to happen right at that second, and it was a split-second thing where somebody had to go, well, we're going to have to do it.
I'm just asking you to envision a scenario where something, as I described, happened, then we'd be saying the exact opposite. Bruce in the Bakken, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Scott. I tried to call earlier and wasn't able to get in. As far as the moose is concerned, what's our DNR doing? I mean, they get paid to manage our wildlife, and was the easiest out just to go ahead and terminate that moose and put it down? you know, we have lots of resources in this state and of all states of the United States. We're all kind of outdoorsy. We like to go out, we like to hunt, we like to fish, but and all of us do our jobs. Why can't they do their job and manage the wildlife instead of just put it down because it's the least line of resistance and they didn't have time to not do it? I don't understand that at all.
Well, I'll try an effort and answer. I just think it's easy from the cheap seats. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, you know, I got to know some. I just need to know a little bit more. But I hear you. It's their job to do it. But again, if something can happen, I think we'd all be on the other side of the fence. Did you want to talk about the Boy Scouts losing those trees in Fergus too? Did Sven Sterling tell us, Bruce?
I think that's the most despicable thing I've ever heard in my life. And I would just like to replace the dollars that the Boy Scouts lost. I'll write them a check. I'm out towards the Bakken right now, but when I get back to town, I'd like to replenish that cash because that's going to take all their profit away from their tree sales, and there's no excuse for it.
And by the way, I understand people have been dropping by donations doing just that. Bruce, you're a generous soul this Christmas season, and what a nice gesture. Thanks. Ernie and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, guys. I got an issue with porta-potties. The summer we were down at one of the festivals in Mandan, a band was playing, you know, and it's a nice warm day, and wearing nice white cargo pants, shorts, and nice shirt, and dancing away, and had some bad food at one of the vendors, so I decided to go to the bathroom there, and, you know, sometimes they're kind of dirty, the seat's kind of dirty, so you kind of hover. Well, you got to be kidding me. So I have to go really bad. That blue stuff, it gets all over your butt. And not only that, I found out the next morning it got over my brand new white pants. You got to be kidding me.
What have we learned about white pants? Don't wear them.
But and porta potties. White cargo shorts.
Really bad.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got way more details than we needed on your little food episode there. But because it's a first, are you kidding me, involving a porta potty, we'll put you in for the bacon, Ernie. So hang on a second here. We'll put you in the mix, okay? Make sure you mark that one porta potty when we get ready for judging time. Mary and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, I'm just glad that the people in Anchorage and other cities like that don't do that with all the moose that come into their town. I have an uncle who lives up there, has for a lot of years, and every year he sends us pictures of different type of moose hanging around his backyard, his neighbor's backyard. I remember one year in particular, there was a cow and a calf that camped out in his neighbor's backyard in the front lawn by a specific tree and just watched the world go by. I mean, come on. If people up there can cope with them, why can't we cope with one?
All right. Yeah. Moose Gate is on, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know whether they made the right call or not. Let us know. Dennis and Bismarck wants to weigh in on two. We'll talk with him next. More from Mohall coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back in Mohall with the What's in Your Town Tour, 71st Annual North Central Seed Show and Ag Expo is why we're here with the Mohall School. And this event is free and open to the public. Trent Luce is the keynote speaker. Luce Tales Maestro will be here today at 1:30, so that'll be a lot of fun. Renville Bodno Ag Improvement Association puts this on every year. We're going to meet some of the folks from there a little later on. Also, Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association. We'll talk about their annual meeting this weekend. I want to thank our fine sponsors that have helped make this broadcast possible today. And they include Farmers Union Oil Company, Gates Manufacturing, SRT Communications, Tracy's Market, D-Bar-P Bumper, Citizen State Bank, Green Ag Services, Dakota West Credit Union, as well as learning a little bit about Green Ag Services earlier. They actually are the largest dealer in the USA of Borgholt Industries' extensive selection of seeding systems. And so they have developed an environment for early and consistent seed germination and plant emergence to help your crop be in the best position to adjust the external factors and circumstances that affect yield and quality. You need the right seeding tools to do the best job in your particular conditions, and with the wet grounds, a system that is reliable and dependable to maximize your yield. And so Green Ag Services gets it done. Extensive selection of seeding systems. Full service dealer from store to service to parts. Call Green Ag Services today, 701-756-6050. Okay, some more folks want to weigh in on the Moose Gate situation, and then we're going to also chat with the mayor. But let's first go to Dennis and Bismarck, Lauren and Minot, and Rick driving through Bismarck. Dennis, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was listening to a Fargo radio station yesterday, and they had Doug Lear from Cayman Fish. He's a biologist with Cayman Fish, and they were talking about this moose situation. Somebody had asked him why they didn't tranquilize and move the deer to a different location. He came up with a couple of different reasons why that were seemed minor to me, but he did have one main reason. Now, this is a real are-you-kidding-me moment. He claimed that the amount of tranquilizer that would have been needed to put this moose down would affect human being in a bad way. Now, if they transported the deer to a different, or the moose to a different location, and somebody shot it and tried to eat the meat, it could be detrimental to them.
All right. So there's another angle. Appreciate that, Dennis. Thank you. Let's see what Lauren has to say about this. Lauren and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Okay. Good morning.
I'm calling just because I caught the tail end of the Moose discussion, so I apologize if I repeat something, but I had the pleasure of working for the National Park Service for a while at Yellowstone, and moose were a fairly common occurrence out there. They aren't the big, long-faced, slow animals that they appear to be. A moose, especially if you happen to catch it in the spring when it's got a calf with it, can shred a dog. I mean, they can be incredibly dangerous, more so than the bison even, if you catch them at the wrong time. So they aren't just some big, dumb, slow animal.
Yeah, you know, again, I think it's just so easy to Monday morning quarterback these situations. If something happens, as you describe, you know, what if it's not a dog? What if it's a child? You know, evidently the moose was beloved by locals, right? And so this happened in Mandan, by the way, and they'd been receiving calls about it. It became a bit of a nuisance, and, you know, I guess the one question I have is, you know, why not the tranquilizer? But isn't it amazing how we flip out about a moose?
You know, Scott, I think Lauren came up with a great point here, though. If a moose can take on a bison, maybe that should be UND's new name.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Todd. Touche.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that we used a tranquilizer when I would trim feet of bulls, and I'd put down a 2,200-pound bull with a 0.5 cc of a drug called Rompin, and I can't imagine that there isn't something you could put a moose down with that would, and it put a bull to sleep for 2 hours. So I would imagine there's got to be something that would work for a moose.
Yeah, and evidently this has been a problem, right? So they've been getting calls about this for some time. So. You know, why wasn't that option available? I don't know. They said it wasn't,
yeah.
And that's what has some people upset here. But, again, I have a little empathy for the folks that are seeing a hazardous situation play out and yeah. Taking care of it. And I think, Lauren,
it can be hazardous. It can easily be very hazardous. A moose is not harmless.
Yeah, good points. Thank you, Lauren. Vicki and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I live up in the area where the moose was last seen and then probably put down. And my question is to this. If the moose has been around for over a year, where they had it in Bismarck on 19th Street or something like that, and they've known this moose has been around, so, and they've had reports, and they don't have any means of a tranquilizer or what their plan is going to be. The moose, I understand, has been swimming back and forth in the river. He's been up on a friend of mine's land by the river for most of the summer in his yard. It's caused no damage. I understand that they are dangerous. They can be dangerous. But why didn't they have a plan in effect way back in when they found this over in Bismarck? And what I understand from the Bismarck PD is the Game and Fish were after them to give them the okay to put the moose down. They already had a butcher ready back then. And the Bismarck PD, continued to say no, no, no. He gets over here to Mandan. Mandan doesn't want to deal with it. And Game and Fish is after them again. Come on, we'll put it down. We'll donate the meat, and boom, this is what happens. It is just pathetically sad that we can't save one moose in this area and move it. Move it. If it's been around this long and hasn't hurt anyone, yes, it's getting bigger, yes, whatever. You had a year or more to get a plan in action. This is just uncalled for.
We're going to try and track down the folks in Mandan and the police department to find out more about this. The deputy police chief, Paul Linegame, is quoted in the Bismarck Tribune story on this, saying that they had consulted with Game and Fish about what to do about this particular situation, several other agencies as well, to discuss how to handle it, pointing out police considered alternatives to shooting the animals. The department did not want to kill it, but he also said that, that it isn't as easy as some people are saying. But we'll try and get some answers on it for sure. Appreciate the call, and welcome others as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Frank at Bismarck is next, and a few others waiting to weigh in. The mayor of the great city of Mohall is here, Tom Whitteman. Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on, and welcome to our community.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Stayed last night at the Mohall Hotel. Had a burger and fries at the Mohall American Legion, and spent a little time at the school here last night today, and a lot of things happening. This is a neat event that brings a lot of people to town. 71st annual North Central Seed Show and Ag Expo, which, by the way, is free and open to the public and goes until 4 o'clock this afternoon, followed by a free supper. So what's happening in Mohall?
Well, things are moving along well. The community is maintaining. We're kind of on a... we've got a lot of oil impact around the area, and we've got some new people in town, and things are good. It's easy to talk about all the good things in Mohall, I guess, because we've got so many positive things happening in town right now. We don't have the big impact of the western parts of North Dakota with all of the oil impacts. Mohall has been involved in the oil industry for many years. It's from the 1950s. There was oil activity around here, so the community is dependent a little bit on the oil industry and, of course, the ag industry and everything. But things are good.
The ag piece would be the juggernaut up here, right?
It is. It is. Yeah. So.
And how was the ag season up here in this neck of the woods?
Well, it was a struggle, you know. Of course, it was a late season going and a late harvest, so these guys had their work cut out for them, you know, just like a lot of parts of the state. So, but they get through.
What would you like the rest of North Dakota and the Northern Plains to know about Mohall? What do you think is your best kept secret?
Well, best kept secret. I don't know. It's just a good community to raise a family. It's we've got all of the amenities that you would need, excuse me, in a small community. obviously, we've got a good emergency services. We got the fire department is great. The emergency ambulance. There's just all of the basic needs in the community. We try to improve the quality of life up here. We got a great golf course. Airport is growing and expanding, and the park systems is. We continually try to improve on everything. You know, so
we talked to Jason Tracy earlier, who lives here in Mohall and has small town supermarkets in a number of communities, Newtown and here in Mohall and Leeds and Esmond, and you talked a lot about the airport. You really put a lot of investment in there and really growing nicely, as well as the golf course. So a lot of those amenities that are very important to smaller communities like this that are on the grow here. Good sign, right?
It is. You know, there's a lot of support for it. There's some organizations in the community that push these activities. So it's strong and. You know, we have to work for what we got. Obviously, we've projects that we've done. We've been fortunate enough to get some assistance from oil impact funds, and it looks like the legislature is going to be loosening up with some funds to some of these oil impacted communities in North Dakota. It looks like good things are going to be happening in the next years as far as funding new projects and just helping with some projects that we've had on hold for a while. So.
Well, we're glad to be here. Thanks for stopping by and saying hi, and congrats on the growth of the little engine that could in Mohall, North Dakota.
Okay, well, thanks, Scott.
Good to see you. Tom Whitteman, who's the mayor here, has an electrical contracting business as well. And tell you what, you know, one of the things I love about small towns is just the sense of community, where everybody knows everybody. It's they all look out for each other. It's really neat, so we enjoy being there, that's for sure. I want to thank our sponsors, too, who have brought us here today to Mohall, North Dakota, including Gates Manufacturing, the folks that pioneered the heavy harrow industry from the first solid-mounted harrow drawbar in 1990, and today continue that tradition by manufacturing the most complete line of residue management toolbars and attachments in the industry. Contact one of their dealers to find out how Gates products can add to your bottom line. Visit their website, GatesMFG.net, for a complete list of Gates quality dealers, or call them at 701-784-5434. Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last. More coming up from Mohall. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're back in Mohall today. What's on your town tour? Brought to you by our friends at Marvin Windows Grafton. Great community as well as a great place to work. Folks at Arvig Communications. as well as Cloverdale. And we're going to find a Cloverdale Bacon winner here in just a moment on our Are You Kidding Me Friday. And Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites. Great place to stay just to check out the Bakken. Come up there some weekend. Stay in Newtown. Stay in Watford City. Check out the South Park Lounge and the Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City. You'll love it. All right. A few more folks want to weigh in on Moose Gate here. I've been waiting. Let me get Frank and Bismarck in here. Frank, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Hi, folks. Say, apparently, I'm on the wrong side of the fence on this because I think they did the right thing. I run into a situation like this in northern Minnesota when I was a young kid, and the DNR killed the moose because they said it has some kind of a brain disease if it's going around human beings. And I think that's true because I think moose are wild. Like, they're not like social life. They're not citizens of the city or something. They belong in the wild. And there's something wrong with them if they're walking around in the city. And it probably put the poor thing out of its misery. It was deranged. And I think they didn't...
I'm with you just because of the what-ifs. You know what I mean?
You know, yeah, and what can happen. You know, I mean, you don't know what a wild animal's going to do. You can't predict it. They might do something that's innocuous by itself, but that might cause something else that causes something else, and that's how accidents happen. I mean, it's one thing leads to another, and you can't predict. So I think the thing was belonged out in the wild anyway, and even if they had tranquilized it and put it away, put it somewhere else, it was still out of its mind. I think they did the right thing. So anyway, that's just my little bit. Thanks.
Yep. Appreciate the call. We'll get some emails on this, too, and others that we'll take in a moment. Mark, it says you're calling from Dana. Is that right, Mark?
Yes.
Where's Dana?
We kind of west of Braddock.
Okay.
And we have about 8 moose around here, and they're a nuisance. They don't jump over a fence. They walk through it. And I've got a neighbor that put up a brand-new fence on a quarter of land, and his cattle are always out. So if you would please send those Mandan sharpshooters down here, we'd really appreciate it.
All right, well, we're swinging the fence the other way a little bit here. Appreciate that, Mark. Thank you very much. I mentioned we're in Mohall today for the 71st Annual North Central Seed Show and Ag Expo, the Renville-Bodno Ag Improvement Association hosting this event, and we can't get up here and be on an ag show and not talk with the extension agent from Renville County. Louie, they call her, but it's Loanne Boyd. How are you, Louie?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Thanks for all your help in getting us set up here today. I'm lots of fun.
Yes, it's a great show. It's always kind of exciting once it does get rolling and everything starts going.
Not many things the last 71 years, so pretty cool that this has been going on that long.
Well, I can't, you know, claim all of those years, but I've been here a fair amount of years now, and yes, it's been a very good show for us.
What do you want folks to know about Renville County? How's things?
Things are going great. We're still being pretty optimistic. We did this past year wasn't one of our best years. We're really wet up here, and a lot of acres that didn't get seeded last year. We're hoping that maybe it tends to be on a little bit drier side. So far, we haven't gotten a lot of snow this winter, so it's kind of nice. And producers are still pretty optimistic.
Small grains country up here, huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of small grains, a lot of wheat and barley that goes in, a lot of canola. We are kind of shifting some to the soybeans and a little bit of corn, but we struggle with the shorter season up here and cooler temperatures.
And tell us about the Renville-Bodno Ag Improvement Association. I know you're part of the leadership there as well. What do you guys do?
Correct. We have lots of things going on. We've got about 2 different programs going on, both the home and energy program and a full ag program for the day. We've got, I think there's about 40 commercial exhibitors here looking to sell seed and chemical, and lots of interaction going on between the producers and the businesses here today.
And you have a great show that goes until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then followed by a free supper at the club, but lunch is free, attendance is free. I mean, it costs you nothing to get in here, and you got Trent Luce coming at 1:30 today. That'll be great.
You bet. We're looking forward to having him. It's been about 5 or 6 years since he was here, and he was a great speaker then. Looking forward to visit with him this afternoon.
And a lot of exhibitors here, right?
Yeah. A lot of visiting going on. That's always good to hear them buzzing.
So, anything else you want to tell folks?
Oh, come on out. Enjoy the day. We're just kind of getting rolling. So, anybody in the area, sure, welcome to stop on by and Take it in.
Check it all out. North Dakota land rights and issues at 10:15 with the folks from NDSU. I'm going to give it a little talk at 11:15 and just chat with some folks. We'll do like a, you know, a talk show, but just for the group.
You bet.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Just find out what's on the minds of our listeners and talk a little bit about that as well. There's a lunch today sponsored by the Mohawk Chamber of Commerce. Again, that's free. Then Trent Luce with Luce Tales at 1:30. The exhibits. How many of them here? How many different exhibits you have?
I think there's right at about 40.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yep. That's darn good.
You bet.
And there's also a home and energy program going on. There's a family farm succession talk that's going on right now. There's a new annuals and perennials for a 2015 talk at 10:30, lunch at noon, as we mentioned, and grilling with beef. You got Nancy Jo Bateman here today.
You bet.
She's great.
She's going to come give us some ideas. She said not only just grilling ideas, but talk about some possible ideas, suggestions for holiday beef preparation, too.
That sounds great. Well, thanks a bunch for having us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for coming out, Scott.
Thank our sponsors as well, including the Farmers Union Oil Company, Tracy's Market, the folks that provide shoppers with the options that are right for them, Mohall Family Staples. Visit Jason and the crew at Tracy's Market on North Central, or at 107 Central Avenue North in Mohall. Opening soon in Newtown, by the way, too. I'm going to be a dandy down there. SRT Communications, Citizen State Bank, too. More coming up from Mohall, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here for the good people of A Chase on the Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. As the holiday season begins, let's be honest, it can get a little stressful. So Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress, like the Griswold Christmas Package, perfect for some of my flag associates, or the Christmas Breakaway Package. All of the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities, far too many to mention. So go to the website, chaseonthelake.com, click on Packages, New Year's Eve Package, Spa Package, Ice Fishing Packages, and right back to that Griswold Christmas Package, which I can tell you involves an ugly sweater contest, a permit to cut down your very own Christmas tree, too. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. ChaseOnTheLake.com is the website. Click on Packages. You'll find one perfect for you and your family. And by the way, all packages come with free stress relief. ChaseOnTheLake.com, Packages. If you choose the Griswold package, I may have a sweater for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.